Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I had a really disappointing job by the Phils yesterday in the doubleheader versus the Braves. They had opportunities, obviously. Now, look, credit the Braves. I mean, they're a really good team. I mean, I guess you can say borderline great. And their sluggers slugged. I mean, the bottom line is their sluggers slugged. And some of their lesser players slugged. And they outslugged the Phils dramatically, and they win both games. Phils at 4-6. Again, they're still right there in the playoffs, which is ridiculous. It gets a little funky. They're tied in the division with the Mets, both 3.5 games back. The Mets technically have a higher winning percentage. The Mets are the final playoff team right now in Major League Baseball's National League with a .438 winning percentage. Phillies right behind them would be next in line. To me, that's a joke. Look, there's a lot to react to. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. And what stood out to you from the weekend? I mean, Arrieta was encouraging. Spencer Howard, less so. Rhys Hoskins, even with some hits, probably even less so than that. Again, 215-592-9494. We also have a $25 gift card to Salad Works to give away today. Your local Philadelphia Salad Works wants to help pay it forward. Spend $20 or more at Salad Works and get a $5 gift card to come back yourself, or you can give it away. Order at SaladWorks.com for free delivery or curbside pickup at your local Salad Works. It was recently that Joe, and again, Joe Giglio in for Rich today, the guy that was the creator, the inventor of Tom and Jerry passed away. I'm not sure the exact date, but it was sometime recently. Guy passed away, invented Tom and Jerry, obviously a classic, one of many classic cartoons. And, you know, like a lot of us grow up on cartoons. You got to be kind of like stuck in who knows where to not grow up on cartoons. So in honor of Tom and Jerry and this dude that passed away, Joe, I would ask you, I would ask James and everyone at 215-592-9494 for the best cartoon of all time. Best of all time, because best answer by the end of the show wins the gift card. That in addition to all the calls about the Phils, Flyers, and Sixers. Giglio, best cartoon ever is which one?
The Jetsons.
It's a good one.
I'd love the Jetsons growing up.
It's a very, very good one.
Jetsons guy over there.
Did they define what year the Jetsons
I don't think so, no.
It was kind of just like out there. They didn't have the exact date.
Because we're not exactly living a Jetsons kind of life.
No, we're not close, I would say, to a Jetsons
kind of life. Not much, not much. Mr. Seltzer, best cartoon ever is?
Yeah, well, you know where I'm going to go. It's always my answer for anything cartoon related. South Park is the greatest cartoon of all time, and I will fight anyone about it.
Yeah, so these guys, they say, hey, I'll take some haymakers. Well, what the heck? I'll take a haymaker. Maybe it's not a Mount Rushmore, but for me it is. The Smurfs. Absolutely love the Smurfs.
Big Smurfs guy,
big
huh?
Smurfs fan, Papa Smurfs, all the other Smurfs. All right, looking for the best answer, best cartoon of all time, best answer by the end of the show of all remaining answers. That person will win the $25 SaladWorks gift card. To the phones we go. What you saw from the Phils this weekend, and what a joke. Are people ready to admit that for those of you that were, you were wrong and I was right regarding the expansion of the baseball playoffs? Because that's pretty much what it comes down to. Eight teams in the baseball playoffs is a joke. Let's go to Ron and Monco kicks us off, and that's per league. Ron, what's going on, buddy?
Hammer.
Ron.
And G.I. Joe.
What's up, Ron? How you doing?
I can't believe it. They're letting you two in the same room together.
Well,
unreal.
Technically we're not.
Yeah, we're separated by glass here.
Well,
yeah.
You're on the same airwaves.
Well, so are you, Ron.
Yeah, well, listen, man, I don't care what they do in the playoffs. I really don't. This is a short year. You know, I'll tell you right now, I'm very disappointed with Girardi. This is not what I bought into, you know, and I know it's early. I know it's early, but I say Gabe Kapler. I'm looking at Gabe Kapler when I watch this team. That's what I see.
What has bothered you the most?
Okay, what bothers me the most? Why is Gosselin being not played till the wheels fall off?
Bothers me too.
Why are we not playing to win? Okay, listen, he's got a lot to do. My thing is, this is a perfect time for him to, change the culture of this team, because that's the problem with this team. Their philosophy, the franchise philosophy, and the culture of this team has to change. Everybody is swinging for the hills. They're on their heels. This is just bad baseball. Joe, Hammer, I told you, get ready for bad baseball. You laughed me off the air. I told you it was going to be bad.
I don't know if I laughed you off the air. Were you talking across the league or were you talking with the Phillies?
Well, primarily with the Phillies. Primarily. Everything is primarily with the Phillies.
All right, because just for what it's worth, the Atlanta Braves didn't play a bad brand of baseball yesterday. They played great.
Yeah, they did, but we looked like – look at our – listen, this – I don't know what they're doing. That's the bottom line. I don't know what they're doing because there was promises made here, guys, big promises with big contracts, okay? Harper, big contract, monster contract, big promises, okay? Girardi, big contract, big promises they made these guys. Where is the relief pitching?
Yeah, well, that's another issue. Ron,
he's got a lot to do, but this is a perfect time. I'll tell you what I would do, guys. If I was him, what I'd do is I'd put them all in the video room, and I'd have all their at-bats from the tail end of last year and their at-bats at this year, and I'd call them all out one at a time in front of everybody. I'd get everybody that had anything to do with on-the-field operations in that room. I don't care who they are, and you got to change this. They're not playing baseball.
All right, Ron, give me a great cartoon. Best ever.
All right, I'm going to go with the whole Looney Tune stuff. So that would put like Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd.
Hold on, you got to give me one. I mean, you can't
pick
one. Well, then Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd.
We'll give you Bugs Bunny. You said it first. Bugs is his own show, right? Or is it not? Is it part of a?
Well, it is part of Looney Tunes. I mean, like they all are.
I mean, is Looney Tunes a show?
Seems like a brand.
It's a brand.
Yeah.
You can't, if he takes
it.
All the Looney Tunes, he's
going
to win.
Yeah, I think
we
just give him Bugs Bunny.
All right. So everything revolving around Bugs Bunny. I mean, yeah, something didn't work there with how he presented it. Let's go to Dan in Philly. Dan, what's going on, man?
Gentlemen, how are we today?
I'm scratching my head trying to figure out the Looney Tunes thing, but otherwise aggravated on the Phils.
I think the Looney Tunes is a whole series.
That's what I think it is, yeah.
But I want to... You guys on the air at the same time. Who hates Carson Wentz the most?
Well, nobody hates him here.
Yeah, the only thing I hate, Dan, is the noise in your background there that's distracting all the listeners right now.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm at work.
Yeah.
But
no, listen.
Yeah,
I want Carson to play better. I've said that many times. I'm sure Giglio said that. I mean, it's clear he needs to play better.
Yeah, I never had both of your opinions. I mean, I don't think you don't dislike him as much as Giglio. But,
I don't dislike him. I think he's a good quarterback, not a great one, and I need to see him play great again.
Right. All right, well, that settles that thing, guys.
All right, what do you got? What do you got on the Phils, Dan?
I would rather the season end quickly now, Joe. Just like you, they're just awful. I mean, they're just awful to watch. It's almost an extension of late last year into this year now.
Yeah, well, look, I don't want the season to end quickly, but I am extremely disappointed with how it has started, and I expected more. And I'll stand by what I said late in the week and last week, and Joe kind of echoed this phrase in it a different way in the first segment. The season's going to go down to the very end. It's going to go down to the wire. I mean, the expansion of the playoffs keeps them in it, so they're going to be in it, but it doesn't mean that they deserve to be in it. Major League Baseball is just, handing out some free spots in the playoffs, and that aggravates me. Phillies have not yet played like a playoff team. They haven't played even anywhere close to it, and so it's annoying for me. I find it aggravating as a baseball traditionalist that, there's a chance that their mediocre play or someone else's sub-mediocre play will be rewarded with a playoff spot.
Yeah, I don't think they deserve to be rewarded, but that's that.
All right, Dan, best cartoon, which one?
Anybody say Tom and Jerry?
It has been said.
All right, how about the Flintstones?
Flintstones, you got another classic.
That's a big one right there.
Yeah, it is. That is a big one.
I mean, the one thing that's come up a couple times with the frustration, Joe, at our first couple callers, it is interesting because Girardi came in here, right? New culture, new manager, maybe changes. But the one thing that I've noticed, and I noticed this before he got here, Joe, because he managed, obviously, for a long time, Girardi, I don't think strategically he manages that much different than Gabe Kapler. He plays matchups. That's why Gosselin's not playing against righties. He hits lefties.
Yep, yep.
Think about yesterday. I felt like I was watching Gabe yesterday when Girardi took Haseley out in the third inning when a lefty came. It was third or fourth inning.
Yep.
A lefty came in. He put McCutchen into pinch hit. Haseley's a young player, first-round pick, hitting well. They don't trust him to hit lefties. That, forget Gabe, Joe, that's baseball now. Like, Joe manages very analytically, very by the matchups, by the numbers. Like, so maybe Girardi could change the culture here, give him time, but yep. I don't think we're going to see him manage the game that much different than his predecessor. And if that's what people were expecting, I think that's part of the frustration so far because he's not that much different in-game.
Well, I agree with you, and I think it goes to the nitpicking that the, I'll call it average, random, millions of Philadelphia sports fans, Phillies fans, did last year and the year before on Kapler. I mean, the reality is managing a baseball game, I mean, I guess you can make a lot of moves and decisions, but it's not that hard, I don't think, to know what's the right move at the time. It's not always going to work out. It's not always going to not work out. But Kapler managed a baseball game the way you manage a baseball game, and so too is Girardi. Now, James, your thoughts on the Kapler-Girardi management of the game?
No. And look, I think a lot of people didn't realize that Joe Girardi was as analytically inclined as he is. I mean, if you talked to any Yankees fan when Girardi came here, they would have said, oh, yeah, Binder Joe. You know, he's always been an analytics guy. But I think my bigger issue with Girardi, and it's something that's also come up today, is the lack of intensity we've seen. From in-game decisions, it feels like whether it's going to De Luis Guerra constantly in a spot where a game is close, you can keep a game close, or not pinch hitting for Didi Gregorius yesterday with Will Smith on the mound, having to stay on the mound. You got Goss on the bench. You got Realmuto on the bench. Like, it just hasn't felt like Girardi is managing these games like there's only 60 of them. And I think that's a fair criticism.
Well, the bullpen thing, I don't really know quite what he can do, because we've now seen, I guess, all of them pitch, I suppose, and just about across the board, I guess with the exception of Hector Neris, there have been disasters. I mean, you get a disaster a couple of days ago from Tommy Hunter. Now, he was better over the weekend. You get a disaster on what was it, game one yesterday, Joe, from
Guerra.
Adam Morgan. I was getting to the better ones.
Morgan,
like,
yep.
So, like, I expect the Guerras of the world and the Cole Irvins to throw up struggles and or a disaster. Unfortunately, I don't want to expect it, but I've come to expect it. But when Tommy Hunter runs into his roadblock, as he did a few games back, where Adam Morgan does yesterday, where the game pretty much gets away with him on the mound, it's like I at that point, and that's why then I turn to Klintak if I'm Girardi and say, I need help. I mean, I know it's only 10 games. I know it was only 5. I know it was only 6. I know it was only 7. I know it was only 8. But it was pretty obvious pretty early that Joe Girardi needed help with the bullpen. I mean, I know this as a fan. I need Matt Klintak to know that he's got to make a trade right now for a relief pitcher. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Ben in South Jersey. Hey, Ben.
Yeah, I got the all-time cartoon for you.
Oh, let me hear it.
Bullwinkle.
It's a classic.
It is a classic. The Phillies, it's still upper management's the problem. I mean, you can only do so much with what you have. And like you said, they need a relief pitcher. And I'd take a risk, and I would trade Rhys Hoskins for a relief pitcher.
Well, he better be a great one, because Rhys is still a guy that's got a shot for a bright future and under control, making not much money for a while. But he is starting to aggravate me more and more.
Well, he's like Velasquez. He's inside of his own head. He's got to get out of it.
Well, he is in his own head. It just feels like he doesn't want to swing. It's amazing that – imagine if I said 2 years ago, we're going to take a call, trade Rhys Hoskins for a relief pitcher.
Right.
That's where we're at right now. People have lost faith.
Yeah. Like a seventh inning guy.
Yeah, just a guy.
You know, like, come on.
Yeah.
What do you got on the Flyers, Ben?
Everything's going right for that team. They remind me of the team that went to the Cup against the Oilers. Man, they're so deep. They got, you know, a lot of backup in the minors. If Carter Hart stays sharp, they're going to go to the Cup.
Got a great shot, man. The oddsmakers, and Ben, appreciate the call. The oddsmakers are liking the Flyers more and more. We will ask you our Twitter poll question of the day today. It relates to the Flyers and relates to the 76ers and is brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, what will be the outcome of the NHL and NBA first rounds of the playoffs with the local squads? Meaning, four choices. A, Flyers advance, Sixers eliminated. B, Sixers advance, Flyers eliminated. C, both teams advance. D, both teams eliminated. Now, we know the Flyers' first-round opponents, the Montreal Canadiens, the Habs, starts midweek on Wednesday. We'll see the Flyers' first playoff game really in a couple years now, which will be exciting and with a great shot, you know, for the first time since 2012, to really have a shot to do more than rattle some cages and make some noise in the playoffs. Shot to win it all. So Flyers obviously have a great shot. Now, we don't know who the Sixers' opponent will be yet. We know they'll either be the – I mean, they're probably going to be the sixth seed. That loss yesterday, Joe. Look, they hung in there with a depleted lineup. Honestly, straight up truth, I didn't care after Embiid got hurt. I think if there's a word I would attach to the 70s, to me as a 76ers fan, and I'm curious where everyone comes down on this, but I just feel just beaten down. I feel disheartened. I feel like the Sixers have just wasted opportunity after opportunity. Now, it's a little unfortunate and unfair, I guess, to say when your two best players get hurt in the span of, you know, whatever it's been, 3 or 4 days. But just knowing that they were, you could see that things weren't cooking anyway. You know, after that first exhibition game they had, when the games got real, they weren't playing good basketball. Things weren't fitting. And it's just, it's really, it's to the point where when Embiid got hurt yesterday, and I'll say this for the first time, I guess, since they tanked, I didn't care. Now, that's not good. I'm just being honest. You know I love the Sixers. Everyone who listens knows I love the Sixers. When Embiid got hurt yesterday, I literally can tell you I did not care the outcome of that game.
Joe, numb is the word I would use. I'm just numb to every bad thing that happens to the Sixers, whether it's Simmons. Look, we get the news that it's just maybe a week or so. He's going to get treatment. Then it's surgery. Then Embiid comes out of the game. And then as Dame Lillard, what do you have, over 50 points last night? Another
second guy?
Second guy. 51, yeah.
Second in the, since I got to the bubble. It's numbing. And, yeah, I'm looking towards the playoffs with that feeling, too. Like, I don't expect them to win a round. I don't expect them to get through this. And it just feels like we're in this spot that we know nothing great is going to happen. And that's so different from where it was a couple years ago. When these two guys debuted and they started playing together, Ben and Joel, it felt like great things could happen. And now it doesn't feel like that anymore.
Well, it does. And another thing that hits me, like watching that game last night and seeing Damian Lillard, who's a clear top 10 player in basketball, do what he did. He's probably somewhere between 6 and 10 in pro ball. I mean, he's really an exceptional player. And it just struck me, that's the mentality a guard is supposed to have playing basketball.
Take over the game.
Take over the game. And to know that Ben Simmons either doesn't have it, doesn't want it, won't do it, can't do it, whatever phrase you want to attach, I mean, it's just amazing to me to see a killer. And Damian Lillard is a killer, and Ben Simmons isn't. And I know Ben Simmons recently got moved to power four, and he goes, oh, he's a power four, not a point guard. You know, but look, he was designed to be, I mean, the thought process was a guard entering this league. Certainly that's the balance I think you wanted to have, you know, with him and Embiid because of Simmons' playmaking ability, which is real. And it's just, it's like I look, and I don't know how many, you know, people have been watching some of the other games. I've seen some of them, not a ton, but like Luka Doncic is just going nuts. So, you know, think of it from this standpoint regarding Ben. Go back 2 years ago. Would 76ers fans have said, let's trade Ben Simmons for Luka the night of that NBA draft? The answer is no, of course not. Would Sixers fans have said, let's trade Ben Simmons for Damian Lillard? The answer is probably no, I don't think so. Like, I know Lillard's really good, but in Ben Simmons, I got a guy who I think is going to live in the top five of the NBA for 10 years. So, no, I'd consider it because I know Damian Lillard's great. Probably wouldn't trade Ben Simmons for him. Now, you know, you get speculation online, well, can they even get Devin Booker for him? I don't know they even get Devin Booker at this point.
They probably had to add more to a trade.
Probably. So it's like, you know you're going backwards when players you previously either would have turned down or not even considered for a trade. And let's be real. A year ago, 2 years ago, 76ers, millions of us as fans, we wouldn't even have considered the notion of trading Ben Simmons for Devin Booker. And now you probably feel, wow, we'd be lucky to get Devin Booker for Ben Simmons. Not good, man.
You know what it is? It feels like every day that passes, every injury that comes, Joe, the idea of the ceiling that we created in our head for these players, it's less likely they get there. It doesn't mean they can. It doesn't mean they won't. They're still young. But that the idea of that potential, it's like, I don't know if it's happening.
Yeah. And it's just, here's the other thing with the Sixers. And again, I'm curious where everyone stands. It's just not fun. I mean, part of sports, you know, part of the idea of sports being back, you know, from the coronavirus was to inject some fun into our lives. I know this as a Sixers fan, I'm not having fun. And it's not just because they're not winning a ton or, you know, they did win some games against teams that were complete chumps. It's just the fan experience right now with the Sixers to me is a root canal. It's a root canal. Guys get hurt. Guys then stay out. The coach doesn't demand accountability. I don't really believe in the general manager. I don't believe in the owner who wants to go buy the Mets. Like, does the owner know if he's about to fire? Like, what is more on the owner's mind right now? If I'm going to fire Brett Brown in 2 weeks, which he might, is he more focused on buying the Mets or recruiting an exceptional coach the way Pat Croce, you know, 25 years ago, recruited Larry Brown? Like, I need Josh Harris's focus to be on exceptional for the Sixers, not I'm trying to buy the Mets.
Yeah, it's on buying the Mets. It's not. His head isn't here. There's no way. I mean, there's just no way. And that it starts at the top. You mentioned the not having a lot of faith in Elton Brand. Look at this roster. Look how inept they are at guarding opposing guards. I know they're undermanned right now, but it trickles down all the way to the guys that were supposed to be these stars.
It's bad. 215-592-9494. Now, the opposite of bad, the Flyers. Up ahead, Keith Jones this morning with Angelo. An interesting answer to a question Angelo posed to him about this 2020 Flyers squad in a comparison to a squad of the Flyers from yesteryear. We'll hit to that. We'll hit that and rock your calls. Joe DeCamer, Joe Giglio, in for Rich today on 94 WIP.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.